This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from singer Robert Plant called Now and Zen. The title belies Plant's heavy metal past with Led Zeppelin, the group that more or less invented metal. Many bands have imitated Plant's Led Zeppelin style. But after other ventures, Ken says Plant has dug back to his roots.
2 decades ago, Robert Plant did nothing less than invent a new style of rock singing on the records he made as part of the English band Led Zeppelin. Using black blues singers like Howlin' Wolf and white pop singers like Johnny Ray as his models, Plant bellowed out songs like Stairway to Heaven and Whole Lotta Love and created classic rock music unlike anything that had preceded it. Led Zeppelin broke up in 1980, soon after the death of the band's equally original drummer, John Bonham. Since then, Robert Plant has released 4 solo albums. That's Billy's Revenge, one of Robert Plant's new songs, and its blunt concision is something new for him. What makes this album worthwhile is that it's the first of Plant's solo albums that does something besides echo his Led Zeppelin days. Like many influential pop performers, Plant did his most innovative work early on in his career, and has spent the latter part of it reproducing those same effects. His first hit as a solo act a couple of years ago was a misguided phallic symbol called Big Log that sounded like a Monty Python parody of Led Zeppelin. Plant's new album doesn't always avoid this sort of thing either. That's Dance on My Own, the closest Plant comes to self-parody on Now and Zen. He sounds like the humorless shouters who've been imitating his keening tenor for years now. In fact, it's these imitators who may have provoked the good music to be found on Now and Zen. In a recent spate of interviews he's given to promote the album, Plant invariably mentions how much he hates the way David Coverdale, lead singer of Whitesnake, seems to be doing little more than a Robert Plant impersonation. Plant has taken to referring to him as David Coverversion. What probably riles Plant the most is that the latest Whitesnake album sold over 5 million copies. Such jealousy is a powerful inspiration. In retaliation, Plant has written an amazing song, White, Clean, and Neat, a varied, detailed piece of autobiography that brings the album to a cool climax.
Such a long way on the street.
Now and Zen can't reasonably be compared to the best music Plant recorded with Led Zeppelin. It inevitably lacks the surprise and force and overweening ambition of that early music. But Plant's new record works on at least two levels, as excellent nostalgia disguised as new product, and as desperation that has yielded good art.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's some more Robert Plant from Now and Zen. Fresh Air.